Listen, I'll tell you something. You got to watch a lot of fights. And if you watch thousands of fights, you know, I watch thousands and thousands of fights. I watch fighting every day. I think you see the same kind of scenarios happening over and over again. You know, the same scenarios over and over again happening all the time. And I think you increase your fight IQ just by observing the patterns and going on in fights. And then you find the guy who out there, he's going out there and he knows the patterns. He knows what this guy's going to do. And he kind of figures them out before he even does it. I think that's what Fight IQ does. GSP versus Khabib, is it going to happen? That's from Khabib Time. Khabib Time. You know, I really hope that fight does happen. I think it would be phenomenal. I'd love to see a 165 weight class. 165 weight class. I would love to see... Listen, I know it sounds crazy. Okay, call me crazy. But this is what I would like to see. I would like to see... bantamweight. Super bantamweight. Lightweight, super flight, super lightweight. Like, give not maybe not all at once, but we need welterweight and super welterweight. We need light heavyweight and super light heavyweight. Add 10 pounds. So you have lightweight and then you have super lightweight, 165. You know, and I think that more weight classes will make more interesting fights. You'll have more double champs. You'll have greater legacies being established. I like what boxing does. You know, some people feel like it's watering things down. I don't agree. I really don't agree, because then you can have guys from you'd have Max Holloway fighting guys in the lightweight division. You'd have guys in the lightweight division fighting guys in the welterweight division. It'd just be such a much more interesting dynamic. You'd have a lot more mixing and matching. Whereas right now, if you look at the lightweight division, the matchups are kind of tough to make a matchup now. First of all, guys might get injured. That makes it even more complicated. But put that aside for now. Who does Khabib fight next? Well, he's not going to fight McGregor next because the fight wasn't. I think a lot of people wouldn't want to see it right away. Okay, I think a lot of us would see it, we'll tune in, but I don't think the casual fan wants to see that again, especially if the result is the same. If the result is the same, the fan's going to be very unhappy. Hey, I paid $100, $80, whatever the price is, and I got the same fight again. They're going to be furious. They're going to start, you know, they're going to be very negative towards the UFC. However, if you put like Tony Ferguson, okay, fans will, you know, it's something we haven't seen before. But who else other than Tony Ferguson? Well, now we might have a cowboy in there. We might have cowboy fight Khabib. That's interesting, but is it interesting enough? I don't know. However, imagine you had Max Holloway jump in. I think that'll be very intriguing, but they'd have to do it in a super featherweight. So imagine Khabib can make 152 or 150. That would be I don't know if he could. I'm not saying he could. However, that would be super interesting. So now you might have GSP fight Khabib, 165. I think that's very doable. Very, very doable. And that's something I think that would motivate George, definitely. But they need to do it. They need to make that weight class. I know it sounds crazy, but in my opinion, I really think boxing put those weight classes for a reason. And boxing has lasted so long. You know, boxing's been around forever. And I think they figured out the formula. It makes very interesting fights. Really interesting fights. And that's what we need. Interesting fights sell. We're just having a little bit of a lull now with interesting fights. We have less superstars than we had a few years ago. We have less megastars, I should say. Less megastars. And how do you build megastars? Well, now the guy's got two weight divisions under his belt. He's won two or three weight divisions. People want to be like, hey, why does this guy have so many belts? Let me tune in. Let me see what's going on with this guy's career. Well, this guy changed weight class. He beat a guy from another weight class. He's defending two titles at once, three titles. It just makes for more interesting TV. It makes for more interesting matchups. Very interesting fight. Holloway has come a long way since then. I forget how many fights he's won in a row since then. Let me look it up. Okay, let's see. Max Holloway has grown. Don't forget, he started in UFC very young. Hold on, I'm just looking up his Sherdog record. Let me see what's up here. Let's see. He started very young in UFC. He grew up in UFC, basically. He got a Conor McGregor very early on. Okay, so look, he fought Conor McGregor in 2013. He's won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 fights in a row since then. Think about that. He's fought 13 fights in a row. He's won 13 fights in a row. Just before losing to Conor McGregor, he lost to Dennis Bermudez. Okay, he lost to Dennis Bermudez. Then he lost to Conor McGregor. Okay, could you see him now losing to Dennis Bermudez? I think Dennis Bermudez is a great fighter. You know, he's just recently retired. Congratulations to him on a brilliant career. Okay, but I don't think that We could say they're the same level right now. You know, like there was a time where Dennis Bermudez was a greater fighter than Max Holloway. No doubt about it. He had his day. He had his time. He was in his prime. He beat a young Max Holloway. There's no doubt about it. He won. He won that fight, hands down. Okay. He won that fight. However, today, if he was fighting Max Holloway, I think we can all agree that we probably all pick Max Holloway. No disrespect to Dennis Bermudez, you know, great fighter. However, it's just not his time anymore. Now, is this the same case with McGregor? Let's see. We'd have to see them fight again. It's just a tough fight to call. Very tough fight to call. But Max Holloway is not the same Max Holloway that fought McGregor years ago. He's definitely not.